Parshas Chukas, studying the Chok of the Paraduma, and so many mafarshim try to give rational explanations, the Kli Yoker, here in Bamidbar Yutes Pasuk Chof Aleph, mentions a Rebbe's, something that we could derive based on the Baal HaKedah, that the Inyanei Para are Bedarkei Atshuva. They teach us something about the unique nature of tshuva. And we have a mashal from refuah. And refuah sanefesh is like refuah saguf. Sometimes you give a chole, you prescribe a certain medicine, and if the same medicine would be taken by a healthy person, it would cause him illness. And there's a statement in the Gemara in Tainus Yud Aleph Amud Beis regarding fasting, that sometimes fasting is good for somebody, it's necessary for his spiritual makeup, and for another person it's going to be just the opposite. We see with regard to tzom, with regard to fasting, that it has the capacity to be metameis and tahorim. Those who really don't need it, if they take that heavy dosage of fasting, it's going to be detrimental. But it's metayres atmeim. But those who really need the fasting, mishenitma kvar ba'avira, is then the tzomos ahechrechim lo. He needs the tzomos. He needs the fasting. And the Kli Yoker connects this with the Gemara in Yuma, the famous statement about a bal tshuva, that what is the epitome, the personification of tshuva, that a person achieves a true, genuine, complete tshuva, is sheba oso maisa liyado, the same situation in which he once found himself, and he succumbed to the Eitzari sin. Now it comes the second time, Upirish Meni overcomes his desire, his Yetzahara. And Machvi Rabbi Yehuda v'yosu perik v'yosu isha, it means that all the details, the place, the location, the woman, everything was the same, identical. And in that mokom ached, in that place where he himself sinned on the first round, b'shar sha'over bo, that's where Hashem tzorech she'shom tia gvuroso, that's where he should demonstrate his strength, his courage to overcome the Yetzer is Gabriel Yitzro. He was toin tam, iser b'peh, tam aver b'peh, and now he is going to prove and demonstrate his tshuva in that same place. And that's what Hoshea Novi meant when he said, v'hoya amokom asher yomar lehem lo ami ata, yomar lehem b'ni kel chai, that in that very same place where the sin was executed, that's where the declaration will be made, lo ami atem. In that place there'll be a tshuva. That will be B'ni Kel Chai. And the Kli Yoker adds to this, that this is what the Gemara means in Brachos on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, B'makom Shebali Tshuva Omdim Tzadikim Gmurim Einam Yicholim Lamod Sham. A Bal Tshuva can find himself in a place where a Tzadik cannot be. Ein Yichol Lamod Sham. Why? Ki abal tshuva tzarech lamod b'makom asher omad sham v'rishona. Bal tshuva has to come back to that same place where in the first round, on the first occasion, he was together with a woman privately. L'siyachet b'osa isha sharchata. And there, in the first round, he sinned with that woman. And now, he finds himself in that same place. He's misyachet with the same woman. And he overcomes his yetzahara. But a tzaddik gomer is not allowed to put himself into a situation of yichud. He cannot expose himself to the temptation of yichud. But nimtza she yichud dahainu etzem atshuva. If you isolate the concept of yichud, and you'll see that on the one hand, within the context of a baal tshuva, that yichud is Metayres HaTmeim. But for a tzaddik, that yichud is Metameyas HaTahorim. Because again, the tzaddik omer is also l'siachet. And this is what a Baal Teshuva has to do. Lahatos l'ktzeh ha'achron b'dover shechad. Well, he always has to go to the other extreme in a situation with regard to his sin. If he pulls himself off to the other extreme, then he'll end up right there in the golden mean in the middle. Kiderech ha'umdin, the mashal is of the artisan sherotzim liyasher eitz ma'ukam. If they have a piece of wood that is bent out of shape, tzorech la'akmo l'tzad hasheni, they bend it in the other way, or the other extreme, in order to reach the middle point. This is something, by the way, on the, you know, as a side comment, that's so typical to politics, that you have someone who you think is pro-Jewish, but he has to go to the other extreme in order to prove that he's not. In any event, that's the way of a Baal Teshuva. He has to go to the other extreme to make sure that in that which he sinned, he stays away. He overcomes his temptation. Aval tzadik gomer lo yitochin derech zeh. He's got to go always in the derech memutza, as the pasuk in Kohel says, "Alte tzadik harbe, alte tirsha harbe." He can never put himself into that situation, the other extreme. That's singularly limited for the Baal Teshuva, and exclusively for the Baal Teshuva. And perhaps this is also a remez, says the Kli Yoker, to the parish of Mitzora, where the Torah speaks about Hashlochas Eitz Erev V'Ezov. We have both the Erez and the Ezov. And we find it here also in Parshas Paraduma, that we throw the Eitz Erez V'Ezov into the Srefas HaPara, which means Hashlochas Haktsovos, one extreme to the other, the Eitz Erez, which is the cedar tree that's so tall and mighty, and the Ezov is the small hyssop, this small brush. Dahainu Hashlochas Haktsovos Shalo like Bia Atzmo Ki Erez. Normally we don't think about someone pumping himself up to be conceited like an Erez, and not to humble himself to the other extreme like an Ezov, it's the lowest of the growth. The Paraduma is Mitama Mitara, it has both. We should learn from the Paraduma, Yesh Kamad Varmatmeim Hamitamim Hamitamim Umitarim Kiechod Vashinu Boy Mitzad Hamakablim Ka'omer Zed Derech Nochrimo, meaning that you can have something which can operate in this extreme or in the opposite extreme. And in the case of Paraduma, we see that very well. And it all depends upon the Makablim, says the Kli Yoker. You know, it depends on the person. If the person is undergoing a process of Tara, then he's got to do something that's a little bit extreme to push himself, to bend himself to the other extreme. But that same process, which is Mitara Satmeim, could be Mitamei Satorim. And this is all based on a Gemara in Yuma at Pei Vavim at Beis, Hechidomi Bal Tshuvam Rav Yehuda Kagon Shebos Liyodot Varver Pam Rishona. He, on the first occasion, succumbed to the Yetzahara, violated the Aver Ushnia, but when the same situation and those circumstances present themselves on a second round, Nitzal Emena, he was able to overcome the Yetzahara. Machfei Rabbi Yehuda, Biosa Isha, Biosa Perek, Biosa Mokom, all the details and all the conditions of the situation that brought about his original sin came into existence, came to being in a second round, but this time he rectified his original sin. And perhaps this could shed a light on the Haftorah of Parshas Bamidbar from Hosea, V'hoya mispar b'nei Yisrael kechol hayom asher lo yimad v'lo yisofer v'hoya b'mokom asher ye'omer lehem lo amiatem ye'omer lehem b'nei kel chai. And what this means is that V'hayim mispar b'nei Yisrael, that the meaning here is that b'mokam asher yom lehem lo ami atem, which is hechi damis bal tshuva v'yoso perk v'yoso mokam v'yoso isha, is lo ami. What does it mean, lo ami shechatu b'mokam v'yosu? But now they come back in the same mokam, they do a tshuva gemura v'yoso mokam yom lehem b'ni, or b'nei, I should say, b'nei kel chai. Now they reach the level of b'nei kel chai in that same makom. V'hoya b'makom. B'makom of ye'om alehem lo ami atem. Now it's ye'om alehem b'nei kel chai. And again, as we said before, Amar Rabbi Avom, Mesech the Brachos, b'makom shabali tshuva omdim, b'tzadikim gmur meinam omdim, shenem ha-shalom shom l'rachok, Vilakorov, Larochok Beresha Vahadalakorov. So we see clearly that the Rasha who sinned is going to find himself in that same place, a place where he can be mitire himself, he can do tshuva, a place where a tzaddik gomer is not allowed to go. A tzaddik gomer is not allowed to violate the Isa Yichud. The Yoso Mokom, etc., etc. And Chazal speak about someone who does an Aver, and he repeats the Aver constantly, it's Nasalo Keheter. And what it means, Nasalo Keheter, is that Chazal say that Tshuva Gemura means he finds himself Yoso Perk, Yoso Isha, and we know that Yichud is Asur. What he's doing now by putting himself, this Baal Tshuva, into the situation of Yichud, he's doing an Avera and he's repeating the Avera. But what does it mean, Nasalo Keheter? It says Keheter because it's only a Heter for him to have Yichud in order that he should be Porish Mimenu and also to overcome the Eitzahara, to make him into a Tshuva Gemura. And that's makom she'ein bal ein tzaddikim gemurim yicholim lamod. But because a tzaddik is not allowed to put himself into a situation of yichud with an isha, but a bal tshuva yochol lamod ima kidei she'ehei bal tshuva gomor. And all this is based on the understanding that yichud is an iser not unto itself, but rather as a siag. And for the sake of a takana for shavim, we're going to overcome. We're going to override this siag. That's what the Kli Yoker seems to be saying over here. And we're going to soon see how the later commentaries could not understand this Kli Yoker. Vosepis that Nasal Keheter becomes like a heter for him to have Yichud? Where do we find such a thing? But in any event, Chazal say, Ra'isa Talmud Chochem Shosa Ver Balaila Al Tahara Liachrov Shemasa Tshuva. By the morning he already did Tshuva. Why? Because he was misyachid with an isha, and he did an aver balayla. The answer is he did it in order to become a bal tshuva gemura. And this means that he's allowed to do this in order to become bal tshuva gemura. The Gemara says in Masechta Brachos on Daf Yutes, Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Im Ra'isa Tamad Chof Shavarei Balayla Al Tehara Achra Biyo. And the Leket Yosha writes, Haruni, he reminds himself of a drosha and tshuva, and it was all about someone who came face to face with the Eitzahara. He had an Avera in that case with the Goyata, and then the Aver came liyado b'yosu makom b'osuzma v'yitzo tokfo l'kivat chila v'hu merutzalo v'poresh mi'avas Hashem. And he's very happy that he was able to overcome his Yetzahara based on his avas Hashem, not mi'iras Odom, and that's called a bal tshuva. In other words, echad rotzo lasos Kiriliel v'yosav v'rishenis. The Leket Yosha says, wait, I warn you that I heard a rumor about somebody who tried to pull this off and again thrusted himself into the same circumstance and conditions as that were present in the first Avera, and guess what? He sinned. He was not able to overcome his Yetzer Hara. And that's why, as I said before, this position of the Klei Yokar, which is also the position of the Ezer Elio, is very tenuous. And what it means that he does true believe in such a way that if it would be Bali Yoda, in other words, his charot is so profound and so genuine that if Mizdamilov would happen, that he would be in the same situation, he would overcome his Yetzer, but he doesn't have to bring himself into that situation before. And that's why Chazal say that even if a person does tshuva on the day of his death, that's meaningful. He never had the hazdamnut to do that avera. It was never presented to him. But nevertheless, he does true with all his lave in a very sincere way, with a profound transformation of soul, such that even if he would theoretically be mizdamilo, he would be omei b'nisoyon. Why? Because his tshuva was so profound, it was so genuine, it was so real, he would not be able to sin because he's a full-fledged Baal tshuva gemura. And when the Chazal speak about Ashrei Osa Tshuva Kishu Ish, in other words, when he has all his powers and the Yetzer Hara is so profound, if he's an old man, he doesn't have the power or the emotional stimuli or motive, so that he has to be misgaber al his Yetzer. But Ashrei Sha'osa Tshuva Kishu Ish, and we know that if a person sins, then you know the impact of that sin will continue during his lifetime. And if you look in Shari Tshuva Ben Yona, he says about a tshuva shav. He says Afgal Delo Mishkach Leiv Gav Baby Also Perik. Even though he won't find necessarily himself in that situation, that in that same power where the Yetzer Hara got the best of him on the first round, nevertheless, it means that he's a Baal Tshuva Gemura, because if it would happen, you know, Hashem would see to it that he was in that same situation, he would be able to overcome his Yetzer Hara. And there's no havamina here that it would be mutter to violate an isa yichud for the sake of tshuva. If it happens that he couldn't get out of it, you know, he was stuck with a yichud situation, that's one thing. He could demonstrate his status, his transformation as a Baal Tshuva Gemura. But obviously a person has to avoid any situation of temptation. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is very famous on Daf Kuv Zayin, Li Olam Lo Yovi Atzmo L'Nisoyon. A person should not bring himself to the situation where he might be tripped. He might be so intensely, profoundly tempted that he will fail, and so much more so in the case of Baal Tshuva, who's already sinned, and the sin has that impact on his soul. Is a person clearly is not allowed to bring himself deliberately into a nisayon. And that's what it means that he's a Baal Tshuva Gemura, not that he brought himself to the nisayon, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bochein Klayus V'Lev understands that he has achieved that level of bitachon. He could be batuach b'yitzro, as the Rambam says in the Chos Tshuva, v'yoyed olav yodea talumos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could kaviyachol testify about a person that he's on such a strong level. And if a person is boteach b'atzmo, maybe he doesn't need such harchokos, and he's not allowed to violate any surim. I mean, the Gemara tells him about Rabbi Yochanan that he would sit on the Shari Tvila, and obviously that's not what you call a harchoka from arayas. But nevertheless, as far as Rabbi Yochanan is concerned, he was so batuach, he didn't have to worry about these harchokos. However, again, we have to emphasize that if the Kli Yochanan is saying that he's allowed to deliberately, he has permission as a Baal Tshuva for the sake of Tshuva to bring himself to Nisayon, no. That's awesome. Because the Yetzer Hara might get the best of him on a second round. And that's what we mean every morning when we pray to Hashem, Al Tivyeinu Lidei Nisayon. And a Tzadik Gomer who never sinned says, Al Tivyeinu Lidei Nisayon, Hashem, please don't put me into a situation in which I'm tempted. And certainly not about Tshuva's Kfar Tam, Tam Adachet. And therefore, he should never be Boteach Biatzmo, he never should expose himself deliberately to a test, to a Nisayon, Al Tivyeinu Lidei Nisayon. And the Pasuk in Tehillim that says, Hichlik Elov Bienov, and the Baal Shem Tov says in the name of the Masifta the Rekia, to be Matil Lahavi Atzmo, Habal Tshuva Lidei Kach, that a Baal Tshuva could actively, deliberately bring himself into that situation of Hichlik Elov Be'enov and such a position, which here he quotes in Takanas Shomi, attributes it to the Klei Yochar that we saw at the beginning of Parshas Chukas, that means that a tzaddik gomer is also beyichud, he can't bring himself into a nisayim situation by violating an isur, but a baal tshuva can is allowed to do that. He says, how could the Kli Yochar maintain such a position? It's absolutely there's no way that you can justify that position. There's no such thing as to be Mater Isurim for the sake of Tshuva, in order to do Tshuva. And Yichud is Aser. You know, it's a separate Iser. And no one's allowed to violate that Iser. We'll quote here a drasha of the Tzlach, who's also the author of course, the Not of Yehuda. And he writes that Ravim Tov, that many made a mistake about that statement of Rav Yehuda, who says that about Tshuva Gemura is Bielsa Makom, Bielsa Isha, etc., that his meaning is that about Tshuva should actively create this situation of temptation with the same woman in the same place. And he writes, Chas v'shalom lomar kein, how can you say such a thing, to violate the Yisur Yichud? No one can give you a heter to violate the Yisur Yichud. The means don't justify the ends. And he goes on to say that in the case of Yichud, Chas v'shalom lomar shemutal abal tshuva l'syachid kidei shetei tshuvasa shlema. And he goes on to say that there are two categories of Yichud, that is Yisur Yichud with an erva, and that's an Issa Doraisa, then there's an Issa Yichud with other kinds of Noshim that would only be an Issa Yichud Derabbanon, but Royal of Al Tshuva Lisrachik Atzmikol Adrachim. It doesn't matter one iota whether it's Yichud Doraisa, Yichud Derabbanon, which means even though Yichud Derabbanon is clearly a Siag, but there's no permission to violate a Siag for the sake of some sort of greater good. But on the contrary, Yasev Mishmeres Limishmeres. If he was already Nichshal, then he has to be super careful not to put himself into the situation where he'd be tempted again, Chas v'shalom, lest that he'll fail and he'll succumb to the Yetzer Hara. So what is a Baal Tshuva? A Baal Tshuva means that he could be Boteach, he could rely on himself that he'll never repeat that Avera, that if Chas v'shalom the Avera would come his way and try to tempt him and lure him, then he would not succumb. But again, it's not that he has a Kavana, mitchilasa, you know, to bring himself into that situation so that he can extricate himself, he can be nitzol. Oh no, if it happens, it happens, but not to deliberately put yourself into that situation. If you take a look at the Shari Tshuva's language, in Shara Rishon Osmo Memtes, he says, Ha'ikar Hatishasar, the 19th Ikar on this list is Azivas Achet, to leave the Chet behind. And if you take a look carefully at the Rambam's language, he says, with regard to Rabbi Yehuda's statement of Oso Mokom Oso Isha, It happened that he found the same, he encountered the same situation with Hubatok of Yitzro Viono, and he's in the height of his powers and his passions, and nevertheless he overcomes the sin. Kovash Yitzro v'nimlat v'oz. That's a great Yiri Shamayim, etc., etc., but only because it's Nizdamin Hachet Liyodo. But not to actively and deliberately try to create that situation of Chet. And the Rabbeinu Yonah's beautiful language, he says, Vari Bochein Levavos Hu Yovin Notzer Nasho Hu Yeda Ki Im Yovo Li De Nisoin Vagil Yodo Ki Yiri Shon Yatzil Is Nafsha Miyad Yitzro. Therefore, he reaches the highest level of Tshuva Gemura, because the Bochen Klois V'Lev will understand that if this person would find himself in such a great Nisayan, he would nevertheless be able to overcome his Yetzirah. And when we say that about Tshuva, according to the Kli Yochar, is Tzorach Lamod B'Mokom Asher Shom V'Rishono L'Siachri Mosa Isha, is the Tzlach is saying that that's the Nodu Yudu is claiming that that's antithetical to everything that we know, all the fundamentals of Halacha. Even though, again, you might raise the following question: the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Zayin speaks about two Amoroyim that got to a certain crossroads. If they went one direction, they would pass through Pischei Beis Zonos. If they went the other direction, they would pass through those who were over there, Avodah Zarah, maybe smell the incense. And they were going back and forth, which road should they take? Nezel HaPischa de Beis Zonos V'nechafye LiYitzron. He says, maybe we should go down the road of the Beis Zonos and will overcome and subdue our Yetzer, our evil inclination, the Kabbal Agra, will get schar for that. And Shom, in that case, Lohavi Yichud, again, they weren't alone with one of those Zonos, but Yochel is Damein B'mikra Kazeh B'Onas, it could still allure him in. And the question is, how do the Amoraim suggest this program of passing through the Beis Zonos, the Pischa of the Beis Zonos, to the Kofes Yitzron? But the answer is that that was only in that situation where they had no other choice other than passing through the Avodah Zarah, and they would definitely have what's called Hanoa Bolo Liodon Bal Korcha, even if the Hanoas Reach HaIncense would come upon them against their will, but nevertheless, that's not something that you want to expose yourself to. So the lesser of two evils might be the Beis Zonos. And when he says Unechafye liYitzro, means we'll get schar for overcoming a Yetzahara. And it's a little bit similar to the case of Yosef HaTzadik with Ashes Fotifar, that Bol Yodot Dvar Avira, and he was able to be Kovish as Yitzro. He was able to save himself from the Yetzahara, Onus Rachmana Patre, Lo'ovar Kai Gavnal Isu Yichud. It wasn't that Yosef HaTzadik had violated the Isu Yichud and then he was punished, no. But in any event, we see clearly against the Kli Yochar that there's no heter for Baal Tshuva within the context of his project, of his plan to be in the situation, to make, to deliberately create that and violate Isa Yichud, that's not acceptable according to the Mefarshim. But I want to quote to you a Sefer called Kovetz Otzros, which is brought down here by Rav Daniel Gladstein Shlita, to try to understand and justify what the Kli Yoker meant, to try to reinterpret him. Ein Kavanoso, the Kli Yoker never meant to say that Achar Shekvar Chata, and now he's doing Tshuva Yelech B'Kavana L'Syachin Emosa Isha Shechata Bo, that Chas V'Sholem, that he would look for that woman and try to be Misyachid with her. But rather, what the Kli Yoker means is something totally different. And that is that as he's going to do the Avera, and he's in a situation of Yichud because of his, again, we're back to the original scenario where he's going to do the Avera. That's his intention. Minisyached ito lasos tzrochav. I think he's using a nice loshen naki here, loshen dekir, when he says lasos tzrochav. And nichnasu bo hiru rei tshuva. And at that moment, as he's about to do a severe sin, he has hiru rei tshuva. He says, What did I do? I got to extricate myself. I got to get myself out of here. His gabriel yitzro upiresh min avera. He was able to overcome his yitzahara, and he desisted from sin. And we find this in the famous agada to the story of Masechta Menachos Mem Dalet, of the person who was about to have a relationship with his zona, and his tzitzis came and smacked him on the face. Rashi in Sanhedrin brings a case of tzitzutza of Nosan, where he was able to overcome his desire to have a relationship with an Eishes Ish. That could be Biosa Isha Bosa Mokom. It means that he brought himself into that place, and he was originally, his decision was to violate the Avera. Then he does tshuva in that Oso Mokom, in that mamad, in that state of being. That's a Baal Tshuva Gemura. That's what the Kli Yoker has in mind. That while the Baal Tshuva was Biosa Maisa, he was in that original Maisa, Shebol Yodo, and he was Poresh, that's a full Tshuva. That's Mokum Shebali Tshuva Omd. And therefore, the Etzem HaTshuva, which is the experience of being in a private place with this woman and overcoming his Yetzer, in the case of a tzaddik, if he would find himself in that Isur Yichud, that would be Metamei Asat Tohorim. But for the Baal Tshuva, who's able to overcome his Yetzer in that very situation of Yichud, where originally he fell, as a victim to his Yetzer, as Metayer Asat Tmeim, that's what the Kli Yoker meant. And the language here in the Kovetz HaOtzros is that Shom B'Mokom She Nichnas Avera. That's the real epitome, the personification of Charot and Aziv Sachet, as Kiremachi Rabbi Yehuda. But once he's about Tshuva, that he's not allowed to place himself into that situation of temptation, he's certainly not allowed to violate the Isa Yichud. So all it meant when it says B'Mokom Shebali Tshuva Omdim, meaning he's able to be omed there and to overcome his yetzer in that original moment of sin. But a Baal Tshuva cannot, after he finishes the process of tshuva, create that situation. And that's something that Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban, he says, even babies and children would know this in the cheder. He's not allowed to create that avera, that situation of avera, l'snasos u'l'syachet. Now, to be honest with you, I personally find it very difficult to accept this reinterpretation of the Kli Yoker and put it into the words of the Kli Yoker, who says that Bal tshuva tzarech lamod b'mokom asher omed shom b'rishona u'lehisyachidim osa isha asher chata. I mean, if you take the words literally with translation, he's saying that it's the obligation incumbent upon the Baal Tshuva to find himself in that situation where he's misyachid with that woman. Aval tzadik omer asol l'syachid. There's no heter for Talmud Chacham. The matir here is the mitzvah of Tshuva. Again, maybe based on the fact that Kli Yochar understands that yichud is not an iser b'fnei atzvo. It's not such a severe iser. It's a kind of a gzera siyai. Now, what I want to reiterate, and we've discussed this in the past, is that Parshas Chukas brings with it a minug of fasting. Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, we saw it in the Magen Avraham once at the end of Tov Kof Puf. And the Shiboli Aleket, speaking about the terrible events that took place on Erev Parshas Chukas back in France, and later on in the Chelmeniki period of time of the pogroms of Tat V'Tach, and some of these events were so horrible, there were slichos that were written about these events. And we mentioned that Rav Chaim Polaji testifies that in Izmir there were sochrim, there were people who did business, and yet on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas they're very careful not to go out into the shuk in order to involve themselves in any asek on that Erev Shabbos. Now this episode, this catastrophe in Jewish history that's associated with Parshas Chukas, Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, of the burning of the Sforim in France, of the Sifrei Torah and the Kisvei Yad. Some say that we lost an enormous amount of Torah. This is taken up in a presentation here in Hamora Ledoros, Mayor Orlean, regarding the history of that period of time in which that occurrence took place in France, which has to do with the Maimonidean controversy, the famous machlokes about the Kisvei Rambam, which began even during the lifetime of the Rambam, where the Jews in France, the scholars in France, were divided about the Sifrei Rambam, specifically the Mor Nevuchim and parts at the very beginning of the Sefer Amada of the Mishneh Torah, in which the Rambam presents various philosophical ideas taken from, to a large extent, the ancient Greeks, from Aristotle. And the one who stood up to fight the battle against the Rambam was Rabbi Shlomo Minahar. He was the kanoi, the outstanding kanoi, the zealot against the Rambam. He felt that the Rambam was introducing foreign concepts and philosophies into Torah, and no one should be exposed to that. And this was a controversy that really tore apart Chachmei Tzarfas at that time. And basically you could divide up the French scholars into two groups. The group in the south of France, which are called Chachmei Provencia, and they basically accepted the Rambam, whereas the northern part of France, they're the Chachamim, based on the impact of Rav Shlomi Montefiore, who was Rav Shlomi Minahar. They went out on this witch hunt, this tirade against those parts of the Rambam, those books of the Rambam that were philosophical, the Moral and Avukim, of course. And Reb Shlomo was the makatrik. He was the prosecuting attorney. And he had an influence on many, many students.
probably the greatest of which was Rabbeinu Yonah, our Rabbeinu Yonah of Gerundi, and there were others. And this was a terrible period in Jewish history. The rift between these two parties, these two groups, where one of them would accuse the other one of taking Torah's Moshe and introducing foreign alien elements into the study of our pure Torah, and, you know, Greek ideas, this is Kelayim, there's no way that you can integrate these Greek philosophical ideas of Aristotle that they called the Yavan Hareli into the essence of the study of Torah, of Torah's Moshe, Torah's Hanavim, and therefore they claimed Lohotzi Amores Esanavuchim, if the purpose of the Mora was to take all these perplexing ideas and questions out of the minds and solve these problems. No, it was not successful. But on the contrary, it brought nevuchim. It brought situations in which people were confused. And the Mekatregim, again, in France, were very forceful. And Saragossa, for example, in Spain, these were those who put the Misnagdi Aram into Cherem, and it really, this Milchemes HaKanos got out of hand, and the only one who was able to sort of put out the fires was the towering personality of the Ramban, Rabbeinu Moshe ben Nachman, who was of course appreciated by all as Muram Bidoro. He was above the entire generation. He was the Lamdan, he was the Makubal, he was admired by all Chachmei Adar. And even though the Ramban himself rejected the philosophical approach of the Rambam, but while on the one hand rejecting some of the Rambam's conclusions, he absolutely opposed those words that were spoken about the Rambam himself and in his Pirush al Torah, even in Breishis Yud Ches. Although he finds the Rambam's words about Nevuah in that case objectionable, asal shomam, but nevertheless his Hashkafa did not penetrate into a situation which he would question the Rambam's Tara, the Torah HaYishiyuto shel Rambam. And the Ramban always spoke about the Rambam as being the great pure, the tzidkoso, the geduloso. He's an ish omid mishifo lamalo gavo mikol om. He's the ish hakadosh. Lokom kimohu, says the Ramban about the Rambam, b'chol gvulos tzarfas usfarad. The Ramban turns to the scholars of his generation. He explains to them that although for Anshei Torah Bali Amuna Tmima, for you people in your part of France where you're whole and you're sholem, you're full of Amuna Tmima, then you have problems and, you know, barriers in the Sefer Amora, Mukshim, and so forth and so on, but you still have to remember that the Rambam was Mechaber Sefer for the the people in Sfarad, and these people had already been exposed to the philosophy of the Greeks, and they would have fallen away completely if not for the Rambam. That was the koach, that was the great achievement of the Rambam. But yet, the Ramban was not a complete success. All his attempts at being the go-between, sort of, to bring peace and harmony were unsuccessful. Hasara Gavra V'yomka, the position of the two of the two parties in this debate became even more profound. The fire was burning. Kin osam ha'iverish al misnagdim. It got to the point where those who were opposed to the Rambam had a certain kina and a certain kanos, a zealousness that was totally blind, that it knew no bounds. Lo nirtu milavinam gorem zar v'yovan l'tocham l'choma. And they were not even inhibited about bringing in a foreign element from a different culture into this debate, and that is the Christian church that was full of hatred against the Jews. And basically in the Christian world in southern France, there was a division going on, an inner debate within the Christian world between the church and those who came from Albi, the Albinigim. The Albinigim were those who were opposed to this Catholic religion, which was so dogmatic. They demanded a certain freedom of religion, that all of the faith of Christianity should be based on logic. And the Pope himself and all his cohorts in the Vatican, they classified these Albanigim as Mordim, as Kofrim, and they wanted to overcome them with physical strength and simply to put them down, completely destroy them. They set up various courts, and they would judge these people and put them to death, burn them, and so forth. So these were terrible things that were going on within the Christian community. And Reb Shlomo ben Ahar came from a city in France called Montefiore, and there the power of the Notzim, the Nazirim, was so mishtalet, it was so overcoming, where buildings were turned into batei mishpat, where the streets were turning into a moked, a place for it was as if these Christian leaders were going to decide on the chiluk yedeis, on the controversy that ripped apart the Chachmei Yisrael. They would be machria. They would be the poskim with the books of the Mora or the Rambam Sefer Amada that had kfira in it, as they claimed, the Misnagdei Rambam, those who were anti-Maimonidim, and Dinam Lusreifa, Kidin Sarfe Aminim. And apparently in the year 1234, these Komrim, these priests and the Nazirim, they decided to take the works of the Rambam and burn them publicly as kfira, as denial of the faith. And this was a situation in which the Catholics actually entered into the homes of Jews in order to search and find the books of the Mora and the Mada and to burn them publicly. 7 years later, in the year 1242, that's when there was a final public burning of the Sifrei Rambam, and this took place in the streets of Paris. And these Nazirim, these cardinals, and other members of the church gathered together these books of the Rambam. They put it all together in one bonfire. They burnt it publicly, and the Christians in the city were very happy about this. And when these fires burnt the Sifrei Rambam, La Vosel Omdu Levar Laharasis Mishkanos Beis Yisrael, these same flames were going to undermine the Jewish the Jewish Mishkanos, as we call it. Ach bepitomiyut ovar gal shalis orus mitzvonis elish anitzku al meleches haheres nochu ladasher chiku leches. Somehow the people who were in charge of bringing about, were the cause of bringing about this terrible situation of burning the books of the Ram, they began to realize that they had gone too far. And Echad mi Rosh HaMa'arim, and one of the great opponents of the Ram, that was Rabbeinu Yonah Gerundi from the great Bali Musar, when he saw how far this hatred had brought, he did an action to demonstrate his humility, his Torah Midosov. He did tshuva b'chol alev. He publicly declared that he's chozer bo, that he retracts his opposition to the Mora Gadol, to the great teacher. He went from city to city and from platform to platform, Bate Knesios, and he says Chatosi l'Hashem l'kei Yisrael, Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon. He took upon himself a neder to go from city to city, from country to country, until he finally reached Tveria, where he's mishtatech al kivro shel Rambam. He asked for kapara from the Rambam. He did a chivas mishkal. And Rabbeinu Yonah authored sfarim, special books, in which he speaks about the Torah Midos. And these were the famous Sifrei Ayira, Shari Tshuva, books which became so public and widespread in the Jewish world. This was his tshuva. But nevertheless, this was a terrible chapter in history. Mar hoya sofam shal mashinim achreisha hashoftim Mibein ha-Dominikim nochul adaski sifram nekiyah mikol shemet shal kfirah hamidu l'din es ha-malshinim v'al asorim min ha-neshomim nigzar ki tikaris l'shonim mipihem. As a result of this process in which the Torah of Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon was now reinstituted, so some of the Christians decided that they would now destroyed those who were Malshinim, those who went against the Rambam, and that was terribly Xeros. And the burning of the books of the Rambam just shook the Jewish world all over, all the Tfutzot. And they were overwhelmed, every Jew was overwhelmed by a sense of fear to learn about the Chilul Hashem, and the Chilul Hashem of the name and the reputation of the Gaon Amora, of the Rambam, who is so beloved, and his name was put down, its reputation such low, Shfelus. And the Elbon, Shal HaRambam, Hofach Elbon, Shetzorav Nishmos, Kol Pratu Prat, Om Hemin, Ki Chet Zelo Yuchal, Lihimochos Elo Yisurei Gmul, Vachena Onishol Ichar Lovo. And the admirers of the Rambam understood that this sin against the Rambam would take a very heavy toll, and it wasn't long until that happened. 40 days following the burning of the books of the Rambam, when the Afer, the ashes that were left from that burning of the books of the Rambam were not yet even collected, after this burning at the churches in France, and Erev Shabbos b'shishi b'tamuz osfu hakmorim hanotzrim b'Paris. These priests, these Christian priests in Paris, gathered together 24 wagon loads, Maleim Sifrei HaTalmud. These were handwritten, obviously, manuscripts of the Talmud. They didn't have printing in those days. Helomal Amokade, and they burnt it in exactly the same spot where the Sifrei HaRambam were burnt. And this had a tremendous impact, an echo, so to speak, that a ripple effect. Atzum ha'yu ha'hedim shel Sreifas HaTalmud v'Paris yom zeh. Huchraz ki yom evel v'tanis tzivu l'doros. Manhigi ha'am to'al ma'aseihem. The leaders of the Jewish people began to realize that they had done such a terrible thing. When they saw this peronials, this catastrophe, they asked the answer was the obvious. Why was the covenant of Klal Yisrael brought to such a low level? Because this was a punishment for the Sreifa of the Sifrei HaRambam, which was caused by the Jews themselves. And Bitui L'Rikshei Lev Me'osim HaYomim Shoma B'Gerto Sharaf Hillel Mi'Virona Shoye Eid Real Amaisa Sreifa. A certain Rabbi Hillel from Verona was an eyewitness to see all the works of the Talmud being burned publicly. And he writes, Hashem Mishamayim Hishkif, God had seen what went on. God saw us from Shamayim V'Kanei L'Chvod Rabbeinu HaKadosh L'Chvod Sfarav. This was an act of vengeance against those who had destroyed the Sfarim of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, of the Rambam. V'yishlach Kilo Tzorfas Apo v'chamoso v'lo nosa ponim l'toroso v'al titma lomar eich lo nosa ponim li'elef v'masayim sifrei talmud v'agodosh v'nisrafu. And you'll ask yourself the question, how could Hashem allow 1,200 books of the Talmud and the Agoda to be burnt b'avur amor b'amada because of the works of the Rambam? Hello, Tachshov, ki Moshe Rabbeinu hoy kimat mishana bedoro es Moshe Rabbeinu, that our Rabbeinu Moshe is like the Moshe Rabbeinu of the original Moshe Rabbeinu. V'tzidkas kol ha'dor yitolu b'lechein al tisma achi im onash Hashem yisprach et toras b'nei tzorfas l'chvod Rabbeinu Moshe lo nosa ponim l'sifrei ha'talmud yishkaf alem b'mavet eish. Mi yodea sha'osom ha'gzeres hayu b'ovon sreifas ha'mad v'amora. If anyone will question whether those decrees to burn the Sifrei HaTalmud were as a result of the burning of the Sifrei HaMada, the Rambam, the Mora, the Rambam, Encha will answer you, Hine Ha'osva Mofes, Shalo Hifsiku Arboim Yom. 40 days did not pass, Bein Sreifa Sifrei Rabbeinu, from the moment that, tragically, the works of the Rambam were burnt, L'Sreifa Sifrei Talmud, until the works of the Talmud, the manuscripts of the Talmud were burnt, but also Mokom Atzo, Nisrafu Kol Asfarim Shenimtzu B'Paris. In that same place where Moshe ben Maimon, where the Rambam Sfarim were burnt, that's where Nisru called Sfarim in Paris. Nisarev Efer Sifrei HaTalmud V'Efer Sifrei HaMada V'Amora. And there was a tarovus, a mixture of the ashes of the Sifrei HaTalmud with the ashes of the Rambam's books of the Mora Nevuchim and the Sefer HaMada, Ki Adayin Hoya Efer Shel Kisrei HaRambam B'Mokom. We see clearly, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that this is a punishment for that terrible crime. So that Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas is not only a day in which we think about the Gzera, the concept of a divine decree. We spoke about the Metaris HaTmeim, and Metamis HaTohorim dimension. It's also Parshas Chukas, a parsha which remembered the Machlokes that caused such terrible division and brought about such a terrible destruction and punishment. Who knows what we lost from the Sifrei HaTalmud and the manuscripts. And all this was because of those misnagged into the Rambam. Yiratzon, we should be zocheh that Hashem should have compassion on the people of Israel and put those gzeros aside nullify them and bring about good gzeros, rachamim and chesed, geula, and Mashiach b'mehirah v'yameinu, amen.